Teleportation without entanglement. Progress in teleportation is rapidly accelerating. In 2007, yet another breakthrough was made. Physicists proposed a teleportation method that does not require entanglement. We recall that entanglement is the single most difficult feature of quantum teleportation. Solving this problem could open up new vistas in teleportation. We're talking about a beam of about 5,000 particles disappearing from one place and appearing somewhere else, says physicist Aston Bradley of the Australian Research Council Centre of Excellence for Quantum Atom Optics in Brisbane, Australia, who helped pioneer a new method of teleportation. We feel that our scheme is closer in spirit to the original fictional concept, he claims. In their approach, he and his colleagues take a beam of rubidium atoms, convert all its information into a beam of light, send this beam of light across a fiber optic cable, and then reconstruct the original beam of atoms in a distant location. If his claim holds up, this method would eliminate the number one stumbling block to teleportation and open up entirely new ways to teleport increasingly large objects. In order to distinguish this new method from quantum teleportation, Dr. Bradley has called his method classical teleportation. This is a bit misleading, since his method also depends heavily on the quantum theory, but not on entanglement. The key to this novel type of teleportation is a new state of matter called a Bose-Einstein condensate, or BEC, which is one of the coldest substances in the entire universe. In nature, the coldest temperature is found in outer space. It is 3 Kelvin above absolute zero. This is due to residual heat left over from the Big Bang, which still fills up the universe. But a BEC is a millionth to a billionth of a degree above absolute zero, a temperature that can be found only in the laboratory. When certain forms of matter are cooled down to near absolute zero, their atoms all tumble down to the lowest energy state, so that all their atoms vibrate in unison, becoming coherent. The wave functions of all the atoms overlap, so that, in some sense, a BEC is like a gigantic superatom, with all the individual atoms vibrating in unison. This bizarre state of matter was predicted by Einstein and Satyendranath Bose in 1925. But it would be another 70 years, not until 1995, before a BEC was finally created in the lab at MIT and the University of Colorado. Here's how Bradley and company's teleportation device works. First, they start with a collection of super-cold rubidium atoms in a BEC state. Then they apply a beam of matter to the BEC, also made of rubidium atoms. These atoms in the beam also want to tumble down to the lowest energy state, so they shed their excess energy in the form of a pulse of light. This light beam is then sent down a fiber optic cable. Remarkably, the light beam contains all the quantum information necessary to describe the original matter beam, for example, the location and velocity of all its atoms. Then the light beam hits another BEC, which then converts the light beam into the original matter beam. This new teleportation method has tremendous promise, since it doesn't involve the entanglement of atoms. But this method also has its problems. It depends crucially on the properties of BECs, which are difficult to create in the laboratory. Furthermore, the properties of BECs are quite peculiar, because they behave as if they were one gigantic atom. In principle, bizarre quantum effects that we see only at the atomic level can be seen with the naked eye with a BEC. This was once thought to be impossible. The immediate practical application of BECs is to create atomic lasers. Lasers, of course, are based on coherent beams of photons vibrating in unison. But a BEC is a collection of atoms vibrating in unison. So it's possible to create beams of BEC atoms that are all coherent. In other words, a BEC can create the counterpart of the laser, the atomic laser or matter laser, which is made of BEC atoms. The commercial applications of lasers are enormous, and the commercial applications of atomic lasers could also be just as profound. But because BECs exist only at temperatures hovering just above absolute zero, progress in this field will be slow, albeit steady. Given the progress we have made, when might we be able to teleport ourselves? Physicists hope to teleport complex molecules in the coming years. After that, perhaps, a DNA molecule or even a virus may be teleported within decades. There's nothing in principle to prevent teleporting an actual person, just as in the science fiction movies, but the technical problems facing such a feat are truly staggering. It takes some of the finest physics laboratories in the world just to create coherence between tiny photons of light and individual atoms. Creating quantum coherence involving truly macroscopic objects, such as a person, is out of the question for a long time to come. In fact, it will likely take many centuries or longer before everyday objects could be teleported, if it's possible at all.